Hey guys, today I'm going to talk about why I hate Black Friday and why you should not be discounting your offers. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh man, it's so good to have a moment to finally record some new podcast episodes. I've got a bunch that I'm working on. If you hear background noise, I'm hanging out with Dominic. I'm hanging out with Dominic, my man. He's 7 months old now, which is so much fun. Yeah, he's like, yeah, mom, let's do that podcast thing. And just doing some dishes while I catch up on some podcasting topics that I've been thinking about nonstop this week. Okay, so as you saw from the title, this episode is about Black Friday and discounts. And I sent out an email. If you're not on my email list, you're going to want to make sure that you find a way to get on it, because about once a week, I write a heartfelt email. That's not true. Maybe it's once every 2 weeks. I write a heartfelt email that is inspired in the middle of the night or late at night when I'm thinking after processing a whole bunch of stuff that happened throughout the day. And this one was all about Black Friday. And the reason that I am not someone who loves Black Friday, let me just preface this with saying this is not to cause shame to anyone who does Black Friday, okay? Whatever. If you do it, it's cool. If you offer Black Friday deals, wow, Dominic's getting aggressive with that spatula. So this is not at all to cause shame to anyone. But when it comes to Black Friday, I have this really weird mentality about discounts in general. And it's, I don't know how to explain it, but there's only really two times that I feel it's super appropriate to offer a discount. And that is, well, maybe two, let's make it three. I'll give three times that I love discounts and the rest of the times I do not. So I love a discount at the beginning, the launch of something, for early birds, for beta testers, for the first round of people, to grandfather them into a great price that no one else is going to get again for a long time. That's one time that I love discount offers. A second time that I like discount offers is specifically for physical products. And this is when someone hasn't engaged with your store in a long time. It's a way to sometimes re-engage it. This isn't my favorite thing, but it can work really, really well because it entices someone to come back. More than discount offers, I kind of prefer like free gift with purchase, free pair of earrings with purchase, that type of thing, versus discounts to entice somebody to come back. And then the third time that I like discounts is when something is closing out. It's a clearance. It's the final life of something. So let's say you've had a course or a product that you are going to discontinue. It's no longer going to be supported. That's when I approve of like a final closeout. But it shouldn't be something that you created 6 months ago and people have been paying full price for 6 months. Unless, of course, the course is now outdated. It doesn't work. Those are the only times that I like discounts. And here is why. I feel that discounts and Black Friday discount the value that the customers see from your product or your service or your products. Well, I said products already. I feel that a discount discounts your value. And so what I have seen over and over again is people who have a full price product and all of a sudden on Black Friday, they offer it for super cheap. And what my thought is, one of two things is, one, it's disrespectful to all of the people who paid full price for that product. And number two, now it's going to be really hard to get people to pay full price because you just showed to them, this isn't worth the full price that I charge for this. Basically, you're letting people know your profit margins with Black Friday and with discounts. And so I just have this really funny outlook on Black Friday. I don't personally support it at all. There was only one thing that I purchased, and it was a course from one of my good friends because he followed those guidelines that I have where you offer that special price point at the beginning of a product, at the birth of a product. And I hope he killed it. I hope it went super, super well for Black Friday for him because I love the way that he did it. But that is why I don't believe in discounts. I don't believe in Black Friday. You're never going to catch me out shopping. shopping at Black Friday. And honestly, like all the craziness that goes along with it, I'm like, no thanks. I'm not standing in a line for 2.5 hours. I'd rather pay the extra $20 to sit at home and do it, you know, online and then have it arrive at my house and I don't have to worry. But I just wanted to share that with you guys. And it's kind of a different perspective on discounts. So just remember that anytime you discount, you are discounting your value. So I hope you guys have an amazing day and I'll catch you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Do you ever wish that you could just pick the brains of Facebook ad experts? Good news. This episode is brought to you by The Elite Summit, the online summit for elite marketers to learn all about the ins and outs of Facebook ad strategies and the people who run them, including experts like John Parks, the Facebook ad strategist for ClickFunnels, Kat Howell, Dipesh Mandalia, Amanda Bond, myself, and so many others. To secure your free spot in the Elite Summit, go to www.theelitesummit.com. Enjoy. Oh,